In Michael Keaton's last movie, the comedy Beetlejuice, the actor played a manic ghost who exorcises humans from a house inhabited by fellow ghosts. In his new movie, Clean and Sober, Keaton uses his manic energy in the dramatic role of a cocaine addict. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
Clean and Sober is playing at a theater near you, but it shouldn't be. It's a natural-born TV movie. Which means what exactly? TV movies aren't simply a lesser cinematic form. They're different from movies, different in kind. Watching a real movie, we enter a precise and enveloping world, and the film's true subject is that world and the people who inhabit it. But a TV movie is always about a problem. The characters and the world they live in are around just to give that problem flesh and form. Which is why the people in TV movies are always strangely vague. They've been softened, diluted, generalized. Clean and Sober, for instance, is not about Daryl Pointer, its main character, nor about the fast-track world he inhabits. This is a movie about the problem of drug and alcohol addiction. Daryl, played by Michael Keaton, is a man in trouble. As the movie opens, he's just waking up to a bad hangover, an OD'd girlfriend in bed at his side, and the discovery by his colleagues back at the real estate office that Daryl has just embezzled $90,000 from the company till. Clearly, our hero needs a place to hide. And it just so happens that the local drug rehabilitation center offers complete confidentiality. Of course, Daryl wants to make absolutely certain of that.
Let's say someone found out I was in here and tried to call me or wanted to get in here and bother me or something. Let me tell you why I asked. I got the police after me for some old traffic violations. And, you know, I think it'd be a really good idea if I just avoided any outside pressure for a while.
Well then, this is probably the safest place you could be.
Michael Keaton is too good an actor for a TV movie. He makes Daryl jumpy and heartless and debonair enough to intrigue us. We want to know more about his Quicksilver character, the specifics, and the movie doesn't want to tell us. Instead, it wants to preach. We get high-minded speeches from the minions of the rehab center, down-home speeches from Alcoholics Anonymous members, and summing-it-all-up speeches from Daryl himself. Clean and Sober, in short, is a message movie. And yet, its message is strangely muffled. That's because, in typical TV movie fashion, all the story's roughest edges have been meticulously smoothed away. The hell of detoxification becomes one discreet upset stomach scene. The angst of therapy becomes a few arguments over who gets to use the telephone. The tough love offered by the head counselor, played by Morgan Freeman, is improbably tender. When middle-class Daryl falls for a blue-collar fellow addict, played by Kathy Baker, the movie makes her seem nearly as bourgeois as he is. She's as safe as milk, and the dangerous class gap these two have to bridge looks like a baby step. In other words, Clean and Sober makes kicking the habit seem strangely simple. For Daryl, it takes just a couple of weeks. This effect may even have been intentional. After all, if you make getting off the stuff look as horrifying as it really is, some people may just decide to stay on it. But Clean and Sober's approach backfires. Because we never discover whatever it is that might be singular in Daryl's world or in the messy depths of his character, this picture feels no more significant or compelling than any other example of cleanup chic. It has the glancing impact of a Just Say No ad. The director, Glenn Gordon Caron, is the man who invented TV's moonlighting. Maybe that's why Clean and Sober leaves you feeling as though drug addiction were the kind of problem you could solve between commercial breaks.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair, and he's a contributing correspondent to West 57th.